Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we really going to do this?
Yeah.
But we can't disguise our voices if any...
We can't disguise ours, but if you call and you don't want your voice or name attached to this, no problem.
We want to talk about scandals.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, scandal. It can be a work scandal. It can be a family scandal. Like, I can't say any of mine. Like, the family scandal I have is so scandalous that I can't say it.
Okay. Well, I have a friend of a friend's family scandal I can say.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's pull up chairs.
So I was at a bachelorette party earlier this year. We're sitting around all different groups of people. So, you know, some people know each other, some people don't. And one girl is like, so-and-so, have you heard? Their mutual friend did the DNA testing and found out their dad, it was like this girl and her sister, their dad is not either of their dads.
What?
And it connected them to a sibling.
What?
And they found out who their real dad was. And I can't remember. They didn't know yet if they were going to talk to the mom about it. But they were like, so now we have to go tell. They're like, we don't know if our dad knows he's not our dad.
Yikes.
So they.
Do you think the mom knew? I mean, she knew she was sleeping around, but do you think she knew?
I don't know. That's a great question. So it's like, if that happened to you, like, you have to talk to your mom, but then do you break your dad's heart?
He's your dad.
Of course.
I mean, no matter what, he's your
their dad. But yeah, we're just sitting at the end of a bachelorette party, and I'm like, what? And then it was, but don't tell her you know. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. That is...
Yeah.
Do you know how it ends?
Yeah.
You can't leave us sitting like this. I don't
Wait,
have
Wait, are you going to be going to the wedding soon?
It already happened.
Oh, dang it. And you didn't find out? You didn't
get
closure?
No, I totally forgot about it until this moment.
Oh my God, that's one of the best scandals I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'd want to know. Can you imagine?
If you weren't the dad?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
My kids are really good looking. There's a decent... Oh, no.
There's no way you're the dad.
There's actually no conceivable way that I'm the dad of those kids. Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. Anybody else want to go?
He's kidding, for the record.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I was involved in a scandal when I was in high school. I was probably a freshman or a sophomore. So I was young high school, you know, like still new to high school. And I think it was, did you guys use Zanga? I think it was Zanga, like X-A-N-G-A. It was like.
It's like a blog site?
Yeah, it was like a diary kind of. You'd like make like, today I did that. You'd like a blog, exactly. Like one of the first ones.
And it wasn't anonymous.
No, you had your page. Yeah, okay. And then you made it like early Facebook, MySpace. Okay. It's just one of those early sites that we were all on. And at some point, my friends had figured out what my password was. Oh. So they had hacked into it and they had put a bunch of, say, just adult material on my page. And now at the time, I'm like, oh, okay, you got me. I don't know anything about like deleting a page. So I just make a new page. And then carry on with my life and forget about that old page.
You,
because I didn't know you had to delete a site. Like I'm 14, 15, you know. So a girl in the high school came across what she thought was my current page, which was this hacked one with all this inappropriate adult material posted all over
porn.
It.
Porn.
Yes.
Hardcore.
Corn.
Yes. So she tells her mom, hey, something weird's going on with Tyler Hacks. Page here. Her mom does the thing that I don't understand why. Instead of calling my parents, her mom called the school.
Oh,
like, well, let's let's get a third party.
Well, you don't want her to call your parents either.
I'd prefer parents over school.
Yeah, because if you called school, your parents are going to know too.
I can't believe I'm telling this. So I remember my parents eventually got a call. And I remember my dad waking me up like 11 at night and saying, come downstairs. And they had the page pulled up.
No.
In the family computer room.
Shut up, dude. That feeling when you walk in that room is like, oh my God, my whole soul hurts.
Did you get suspended or anything?
No, because I was just like, it wasn't even me. I didn't even do it.
That's what everyone says.
I got pranked, and then I didn't know you had to delete the page. Aww. Like, I'm just a kid. I don't. So I ended up taking the heat for it, and none of my friends are like, I can't really rat them out because I don't even know exactly who posted what. So at some point, it was just open. Everyone was like on this page posting stuff.
Okay.
So that was a big scandal at the school, and I'll never forget that girl who thought that was my real page. What's wrong with you? Of course
that's not even my kind of porn. Okay. If you want to tell your scandal, we can absolutely VD you.
Yeah. Voice disguise.
And the page is deleted. Just if you're. Don't try to find it.
We'd love to hear.
Going to look for it in a few.
Family scandal, work scandal, any kind of scandal. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I do have one.
Okay.
Ooh, that you can tell?
Yeah. I just remembered it when you were. Okay. I worked at a job. If you've listened to the show long enough, you could figure out what this job is, but it doesn't really matter. I think the statute of limitations is over. I was like the assistant manager at a store, and the manager came to me and said, someone stole the deposit.
Mm. Oh.
From the night before. And I was like, oh no. And he's like, so then every day we'd have to like, I'd pull money from the register. And once we had enough from the previous day, he'd go make the deposit.
Okay.
Like he was like, I can't tell management that I lost the deposit. So we were like doing this thing. And then I designed a system where we could skim money off the top so he could pay this whole thing back. And it worked. And then he stole it again because he had a massive cocaine habit.
He was the one stealing it.
Yes. But I taught him how
to get away with it.
To set the wheels in. I came up with a system, and then they came in and they busted him. They did the whole thing. They fired him. He had a coke habit. And they're like, they went through and they tried to explain to me. And I was like, I don't understand how he came up with this whole system. It was.
And then you became manager?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might have kept the system running for a little while.
Oh, my God.
No, you did not.
No, of course not.
Call the school.
Are we done or do you have one?
It reminded me of a high school one, but it's not about me. I'm not just saying that. Not about me. I had no involvement. It's just what I remember in high school. There was a girl who took a picture of herself. There were a lot of Sharpies involved, so she got the name Sharpie Girl.
Oh, no. Like, all together?
All together.
Got it.
And with a caption, Taste the Rainbow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Call the school.
Oh, they did. Oh, yeah. She transferred immediately.
Now that I'm an adult and I can just do that, call it.
Okay.
Get me out of it. Call the school.
This has gone so dark.
Yeah.
I got no involvement. I didn't share it. I hope she's doing well, okay?
So what school did you transfer to?
I did not transfer. I graduated from Mullen.
This is when we get calls that are like, no, Aaron wasn't there for a couple years.
For some reason, I've always thought of Aaron and Skittles together.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure why.
God!
Okay, Scandal, if you got a good one, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing scandals. I just feel really uncomfortable because... Oh. Yeah. First off, I just watched Aaron fire down Skittles, and I'll never look at those the same way.
Right.
If you missed that, go to the Odyssey app. Mm-hmm. Listen to, Why Taste the Rainbow feels a little different. Did you want to share something?
Oh, I can. Without sharing too much information, I'll put it this way. One of my parents, their sibling's spouse, essentially threatened to kill them.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, we were all sitting at dinner and that parent said, tomorrow at this event, I would like for you to keep an eye on me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, it didn't happen, which is good.
Because the spouse was in a jail or something, or holding cell?
No, I think that it was kind of like that spouse probably didn't mean it, but we don't have much of a relationship.
Okay. All right. When you're threatening murder.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Let's just go ahead and listen to people's scandals. Mike?
Yai.
Scandal. What do you got?
Mine's actually similar to Erica's. My step-grandpa, he had a son that was not exactly a good dude. And I guess in like his early to mid-50s, he decided to do one of those 23andMe things as well. And then he calls my step-grandpa and says, hey, do you know the name whatever? He's like, yeah, that's my best friend from when I was in the Navy.
Ooh.
And he's like, oh, well, according to that, that's my biological father. And my grandpa sat there and listened to it. My step-grandpa sat there and listened to it. He's like, I remember the exact night this happened, too. So I guess he was too drunk to drive home, and so was his buddy. So his wife at the time drove him home, dropped him off, and then took his best friend home that night for him instead of having him, like,
Oh, my God.
Wow. I do want to clarify, mine was not me. It was a friend of a friend.
All right.
Yeah.
What? And they just released that information on him that harshly.
That's so brutal.
Yeah, so they told him that. And the worst part actually was, too, I guess because he wasn't a good dude, he was in and out of jail a bunch. He was always in trouble. He never had a home. So my grandpa had a house in San Diego. He let him live in for free for years. And he kept killing him out of jail. And he said he probably put, like, $2-3 million into keeping this guy out of trouble his entire life, only to realize it wasn't his real son.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, no. Okay. This is depressing.
This
I don't know how much
uplifting.
Longer I can do this. Thank you, Mike. Ashley?
Yay.
Scandal. What do you got?
Okay. At my previous company, a manager that was horrible to me and cussed me out all the time was sleeping with one of our vendors. His wife emailed me the picture. So I took a picture of the picture with my phone and went into his office and told him he should be kinder to people.
Why did his wife send you the photos?
Well, she didn't send it to me specifically. I was the one that handled all the emails. She sent it to a general email.
Oh, because she was like, it's someone you work with.
Yes.
This is so inappropriate. Yes.
So
wow.
She, like, we were giving this vendor all of this work because he was sleeping with her.
Wait, and Ashley went in and, like, blackmailed him?
I like where that went. You took it to another level.
Yeah.
Doug?
Yes.
Scandal, what do you got?
Okay, this happened about 20, 25 years ago, but I had a pair of aunt and uncles. My uncle and my aunt were brother and sister.
both separately married, obviously. And my aunt and my uncle had four kids, and my uncle and my aunt didn't have any kids. And my uncle had been wanting kids for years and years and years, but my aunt had said no. Well, found out why one night my uncle was extremely inebriated and came home and told his wife that he was having an affair with his sister-in-law.
Oh, my gosh.
Found out that my uncle, who was non-biological, and my aunt, who was non-biological, had been having an affair for roughly 5 or 6 years.
Were the kids his?
That happened. They got divorced. My ex-aunt and my ex-uncle got married and had kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. I'm going to need a whiteboard to draw this up.
I know.
But it's definitely...
It's terrible, but really what it comes down to is a brother and sister, their spouses had an affair and got married.
It'd be worse if it was the brother and sister.
But yeah.
That's a little more scandalous, but this is still pretty scandalous.
I'm really glad it wasn't.
Yeah. Thank you, Doug. Nate?
Yes.
Scandal. What's your scandal?
Okay. So I used to work at a university who, after a couple of years, they changed their accrediting agency.
Okay.
So everybody needed to supply proof of their credentials. And it turns out that one of the professors who had been teaching at my school for years never actually got his PhD.
What?
And that's like a thing, right?
He had been lying for years and saying he had a PhD, and he never even went to school for the subject that he was teaching.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
Does everyone, like technically anybody who graduated with that class.
It's fake.
Is fake. Because he's not a real teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that how it works, really?
I don't know. You guys didn't do that, right? You didn't, like, write everybody back and go, by the way, send your diploma back.
They can do that if they're the ones that hired a fake teacher.
Oh, my God.
This is like School of Rock.
Oh, I love that movie. Yeah.
Did he play guitar?
Did he start a band?
You guys, this is a real scandal.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. So he was immediately terminated?
Oh, yeah. And it was a huge, huge thing. It was something that the school could not keep under wraps. Everybody in the faculty, everybody in the students, some, you know, students' parents found out.
Oh, no.
Like, you would think you would want to just lie and shove it under the rug.
Yeah.
Right. But it's like all the money that people paid tuition to find out that they, oh, whoa.
Dude, that is an excellent scandal. Thank you for the call, Nate. Corey?
Hey, Yay, scandal.
What happened?
So, I don't know if you guys are ready for this. My dad traveled a lot for work, specifically out of the country. He went to Canada a lot when I was growing up.
Okay.
And it turned out he had a second family in Canada.
Woo! You get a new family.
So the Canada family is like he travels a lot to America. And that was to...
Did the wife maybe know, not the wife, did the other woman in Canada know they were the second family?
She knew. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're
polite.
All the weirder.
What? I don't know. What are you doing?
When did you find this out, Corey?
I found out when I was 18.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you still talk to your dad?
Every now and again, he calls, for money.
And does he call from Canada or
did he, which family did he choose? Them?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
How's your mom?
She left him. So,
okay.
Oh, good.
Wait, the woman in Canada left him?
Yeah.
Well, karma always comes back around.
Yeah, okay. It does.
That's a, okay.
From 2 to 0 family. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Corey. I can't laugh. That's horrifying.
Yeah, you laughed pretty hard.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I'm not going to hit the wrong thing today. Oh, nice. Congratulations, people.
News.
decide. This is news or no.
You listen to 9 News at Air Horns. It's your broadcast. Gets the people going.
Right. Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah, I just went right for it.
Yeah, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We now have the new sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jonathan Bailey. Thank you. They must have missed you this year. Jonathan Bailey has been named the sexiest man alive.
By who?
People?
People.
Okay. Your name's Michael. I don't. What?
Yeah. What? No. What?
You guys are so dramatic. Do you even know who Jonathan Bailey is?
I saw his picture. He looks like he could be the younger brother of Bradley Cooper, kind of.
That's not who he is. He is Fiero in Wicked and Wicked
Who's
Part
Fiero
2.
In Wicked? He's not the one sleeping with Ariana, right?
No, that
guy's
Ethan.
A nerd.
No, that man is not the sexiest man alive. I'll go ahead and be shallow about that. Also, rumor is they are no longer together.
Yes.
Once they
who
has
she seen
filming?
Out with? Some man who has a wife. So, you know, her pattern just keeps on going.
Ariana, get it together,
girl. It was, who
Jonathan
was it?
Jonathan Taylor.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Wait,
I was so close.
Kick-ass guy?
Yeah, Lemon. Or
Tangerine.
I don't remember. I don't either. Yeah.
And is he Craven? He's in the new Craven, the Hunter movie.
I actually watched that movie. It's not terrible.
Yeah, I watched it too.
And he.
I don't watch anything, but I saw that somehow.
It was like Netflix just one day just got me. I was bored out of my gourd.
Back to it.
No, I'm sorry. I think Aaron's sexier than this guy.
He is also in Bridgerton.
Yeah, he's so hot.
So hot when he gets out of
the other team.
He does.
So. Us women truly just continue to swoon over him and don't care.
But do you think...
He's so hot.
But is he the sexiest man alive?
It's never true. Like, how are you going to find a real true poll about the sexiest man alive? I think he is in the top 10 of the hottest celebrities that everyone loves right now.
I feel good about this one.
Me
normally,
too.
I'm like, Blake Shelton, what?
Oh, yeah. Ew. Then,
I accept
wait,
this one
Blake
gladly.
Won it?
I think he's won
like
it
2 years ago.
No, he did not.
I think he might have won it more than once. I think he's like a real.
And last year was John Krasinski. So they're actually on a pretty good run. I'm going to look up 2023.
John Krasinski was?
Yeah.
And 2023 was Patrick Dempsey. So they have been on a better run.
Dempsey, dude, his hair game is like money.
They feel like they've been a little late to the party. Like even Idris Elba was like, yeah, he's been hot forever. Like now John Krasinski. Like
I can't find when Blake Shelton was the sexiest man alive. They've actually been on a really good run.
I know he was.
Blake Shelton.
He was. No yes, way. 1,000,000% he was. 2017.
Okay. Nearly 10 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, that's...
It still does not...
Okay. Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah, this guy's handsome. I like that.
Okay, so we're in agreement.
Yeah.
He's... All right, great.
Check him out in his little class.
Is that all he's wearing?
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My man, Jerry Turner, back in the news.
Oh, no!
The Golden Bachelor, baby!
Why?
He's got a new memoir out. He details
this guy's 15 minutes be over? Can we just have the big hook that comes out in an old thing and just...
He details his disappointing experience with Teresa Nist. That's who he married on the show in 2024.
Okay.
They got married in January. They divorced in April. But he talks about when he went to her small home in New Jersey for the first time.
Okay.
And he realized, this is kind of a small house. I didn't know you lived somewhere so small. He even commented that she used the stovetop for like a vanity because she had such lack of space.
Oh my gosh, that's small.
Yeah.
But that's why he left her?
He's calling her poor.
Yeah.
My man, Jerry, is back in the news.
Slacker.
Does he think he's going to get don't look
I
at
don't
me
know.
Like that?
No, he also said though, sorry to interrupt, like he had to sleep on the couch.
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted to get to. He says the first night they slept together, and then she said, I've gotten so used to sleeping alone, I didn't sleep very well last night with you in the bed. And he said, well, I could sleep on the couch. And she said, okay. And so he did, which I think as a guy, anytime you go, well, I'll give you space, I'll sleep on the couch, we want you to go,
No, of course not. I want to cuddle with my husband.
And so to hear, get out there, there's pillows.
Yeah.
Oh,
So wait.
I would think that's
do we think he's a jerk or is he the victim in this?
I think been a jerk for a little bit. He's texted he's reached out to some of the other contestants after this fell through and stuff.
I like that.
He's done some late night texting.
He should have the hook pulled on.
He should. Okay, so we're done with him.
He should.
Okay, well, you could have noped that story.
No, I love the lore. Wasn't Jerry Turner.
Yeah, drop the lore.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I am fully aware that when I use ChatGPT, it is validating me regardless of what I'm saying, if it's true or not. Someone who's not aware of that, Kim Kardashian, she failed the bar exam and is blaming AI and ChatGPT.
You can't use those on the bar exam.
When she was studying, she said, when I need to know the answer to a question, I'll take a picture and snap it and put it in there. It has made me fail tests all the time. Ma'am, go to a library. Stop using ChatGPT. I'm rooting for you. Yeah. Be a lawyer. Be a smart one.
Or don't.
Kardashian's going to be a lawyer for real.
She's trying for a long time.
Yeah, I think this is her third time failing the bar.
Okay. She's also in a new show acting as a lawyer.
Yep. Close enough. Yeah.
Can we do the big hook on her and Jerry Turner?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I was that person today.
Which person?
Not a good person. Oh, it's the first time in my life that I did this.
You didn't return the shopping cart.
Not that, but so close.
Wait, everyone in this room returns the shopping cart.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll take it all the way inside.
I don't take it inside, but I take it to where literally
the corral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it in. I'll shop with the next person. I'll push it for them and
hold hands with them. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we need that energy.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Okay. So you put a frozen good.
No, I didn't. I didn't go to the grocery store today.
Well, you said it was closed.
I went on a walk with my dog.
And you ate the pot.
Right. No, and he went potty. Great. This is our morning routine. I pulled out my bag and it was my last bag. So I pick up his poop and we keep walking. He also had a thing where, and I'm sure any female dog mom knows this, a little piece of poop got stuck in his
hair?
In his butt because of my hair. He eats my hair and then...
Oh, God. So he's got the hangy.
Is that why my dogs are always...
Yes. Screaming poop in my family.
A screaming?
Because my sister's old dog used to get these and she would run around the house screaming.
Because it's just... It scares them. Oh, it scares the dog?
Yes. Yeah, the dog was screaming, not...
Okay.
So he got a screaming poop. So
I'm learning so much
it's
right
very
now.
Very much like a magic trick because you can't see the hair. So it's just like this magic poop floating.
Think about how scary that would be for a dog though. It's like, why isn't it coming off?
Because then they do that like the duck walk for a little while going, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Swanson was circles and circles and then I would try to reach down. I had like the poop bag on my hand and was trying to pull it for him and he was like freaking out. So I finally pin my dog down, get the screaming poop, tie up the bag. We keep walking. I have the bag in my hand. Not two houses later, he circles again and has a pretty wet potty.
Aww.
And I had just used my last bag and I'm standing there like, okay, if this person has a camera on their house, what they're going to see is me walking away. Mm-hmm. In reality, I'm about 10 houses down from mine. So I'm running back to get new poop bags to run back and pick it up. I did that. Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I don't think you did, Erica. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
I don't think you did.
They all say that.
I'm going back to get more poop bags.
I had a moment where I was like, do I try to pick it up with leaves? And then I'm like, no.
What?
Some people say sometimes you get a big enough leaf, you can kind of like deal with it that way. But so then I was like, okay, I'll just throw Swanson inside and I'll get the poop bags and I'll go running back. And then instead I ran back with Swanson. So I just want to say, if you happen to have seen a little brown dachshund on your Ring camera today, you probably got a show.
Okay, but you swear to God you went and got it?
I swear to God. I wish I bet I have video footage of me running back and forth from my camera on the front.
But did you pick up the poop?
I picked up the poop.
We know you went back and forth. But
that fear, has that happened? You're all dog people. Where you go, what do you mean you're pooping again? I don't have any more bags. He never poops twice on a walk. Yeah. Well, I still to this moment don't know what happened.
I'm so opposite of that. I'm always bagged up. I got extras. Yeah. I got fresh rolls.
Why?
I got a bandolier because I don't want this to happen.
What if you knew you had 10 bags?
I also do the thing where I have the roll of bags from home, and if I pass one of those things with the free bags,
you grab more.
I take like 10 of them.
You are such a hoarder.
He does have two dogs, and they poop a lot.
Thank you. Yes. They get the screaming poops a lot. We got a lot of hair in our family. They're eating mine too.
Oh, that's true. Your hair's long enough to cause a screaming poop.
I got to say that I don't know what to do with what you just said, but I never knew the screaming poop came from hair. Like, this has been one of the most informative breaks on this show we've ever done.
I'm Eric Shea, and that's your news for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
You're listening to four of the bravest people on planet Earth.
Thank you.
We are going to get vulnerable. We're going to expose our souls to y'all right now. We're doing first world problems.
You can laugh all you want.
But we need you to call and give us your first world problems. Mm-hmm. We understand there are real problems in the world.
For sure.
100%. That's why we're talking about this. While other people are suffering from real tragic events.
Oh, no.
I found out that Xfinity...
No.
Upgrade. Help me. If you interrupt.
Sorry.
Xfinity upgraded some stuff in my neighborhood. And instead of 1 gig internet speed, I can now get two. 2 gig.
And why is this bad?
So I upgraded it. I have 2 gig internet speed in my house. But some of my devices just, they can't do it.
They can't move that fast?
They can't. Like my smoke detectors, they're old and they don't understand. So they won't even connect to it.
Oh.
I have Nest really smoke detectors and it's just like, where's the internet? It's like, it's right there. It's so much faster than it was. And the smoke detector's like, what internet?
Oh,
it was
no.
Right. And it's like,
oh, I bet the smoke detector's really lonely.
Yeah, they're just up there.
Not detecting anything.
Not detecting.
Looking.
It's just like, for the internet. It's the Nest. So it like does this like yellow pulse. It's like, help.
Oh, help.
I'm dying.
And it's like, no. It's 2 gig speed,
it's
man.
It's all around
it's like,
you.
It's literally right there. Like I put an extender in my son's room. So, and it's just like, I don't talk about
That actually is related to one of mine.
Okay.
We talked to you about the internet and you said how you get Peacock and it's included. And
yeah,
so
with Xfinity.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting paid by Xfinity. Okay. I just want you to know.
I went to my wife and I said, we have Xfinity. I talked to Slacker. He says we get Peacock free. She did some researching and apparently we don't have a fast enough internet plan to get it for free.
You okay? Need to pay for it.
Do you want it?
I just don't have it.
I will imagine having it.
Sorry.
And just still having that smoke detector going.
Which is worse?
It's like Wall-E.
I was thinking like a Squeaky. Is that his name from Toy Story? The penguin who's lost his squeak. He's on the bookshelf.
It's Wheezy.
Wheezy. That's what it is.
That's what I call my grandma. Grandma Wheezy.
So I mean, I think you guys get the idea. Mm-hmm. This is when you're gonna call us and tell us not the real bad things in your life.
Yeah.
The real bad things in your life. We would love to hear your first world problems. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I mean, if you have smoking fast internet, you could probably do both.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
I, as you guys know.
Okay.
Bought a new car just about 6 months ago.
Oh, boy.
I love my car.
I get it.
But recently, I've been screaming at my car because it has CarPlay. And I'm just trying to listen to the new Taylor Swift album over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And the CarPlay makes it sound like... And I drove the entire way to work the other day with...
And do you plug it in? Or is it?
It's not.
It's just automatic.
It's Bluetooth. Okay. It's Bluetooth.
Oh, okay.
So tell me how. It's not like it's an airwave.
I don't know.
But it's having a hard time.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
My brand new car.
I want you to understand that we all think you're brave.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a real D-bag one, though. I feel bad. I actually feel real bad. The other day, I stopped by my mom's house. I get all of my insulin delivered there.
Mm-hmm.
And I open up the fridge. It has to be stored in a cool place. And the entire bottom drawer is full of insulin. And I'm like, I don't need that much. I have
too much cutting edge medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And there are people actually having to ration it. And mine is expiring.
Oh, could you donate it somewhere?
There are like,
Sorry.
I did look into that because I cannot handle this. I feel so guilty.
But she'd have to drive in her car and apparently connects to the Bluetooth.
But she'd have to figure out how to keep it cold.
What in the world? Okay.
That's actually quite awful.
Yeah. I know. I feel so bad.
There are times, I wasn't going to do more than one, but there are times when I'm using the full self-driving feature on my car. And it gets into a turn lane when I'm not turning. I'm just like, where are we going, man?
Yeah. Does it turn?
No, and then it gets all erratic and it turns the signal back on and tries to get over, but then the other cars have gotten into that lane and you're like, hey, man, you got into this lane.
Right. Yeah. You gotta get
and you knew
out
we
of
weren't
it.
Turning there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just, sometimes I just pull over and turn the autopilot off.
No.
And I just just cry.
And you wait till you can turn it back on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes when the autopilot fails, you have to put the car in park.
No.
No, come on.
Get out. Then get back in.
That does seem excessive.
What?
Or
because it needs you to start a new drive. Oh, drive like a peasant?
Right.
Drive myself?
I know.
Like a commoner?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What are you saying?
I shouldn't have asked.
Oh my God. Okay. I think you guys get the idea.
Really hope you do.
Because otherwise, these hate texts that are coming in are making me feel real weird. If you've got a tragic first world problem, we'd love to hear about it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's a day of bravery on The Slacker Show. People calling in with their first world problems. I know you have one more, Tiak. I just thought of one.
Not more.
A lot of mine are car related. My car has the heated steering wheel, you know? So when it's cold outside and you don't have gloves or whatever, sometimes it's too hot.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Like you get in the car and it's like your hands are cold and then you touch the wheel and you're like, how?
No, I kind of will give you that because there was one time where it was like, I can't hold the wheel. It's way too hot.
Yeah.
Did you drive his car?
No, I've driven a Tesla before.
Oh, but I was like, okay, my turn.
Hack, did you want to?
Yeah, I'm helping my daughter. She's learning to use the potty. And so when she has like little potties, but sometimes she uses a big potty. So I'll help her up there and I'm sitting. And when she's done, I try to help her use the bidet to spray off a little bit.
You're teaching your children that at two?
Yeah. And she, her little legs, sometimes they just, the water sprays through the middle and sometimes gets me as I'm trying to help her.
Again, I think that's a real problem. I don't want to be sprayed with toilet water.
It's toilet water is water. You know that, right?
Insane for a two-year-old to be using a bidet.
What are you talking about? It's not insane at all. Okay. In other countries, that's just what they do.
It's clean. It was clean.
It's clean water, you guys.
Okay.
Chris.
Yai.
Thank you for being so brave. First world problems. What's yours?
Deciding which of my three cars I'm going to drive to work.
Wow.
How do you do it, man? I mean,
so you go out there, is it color? Like, how do you pick?
It's mood?
It just depends. Like, if it's going to rain, one car stays at home and the other car comes out.
Yeah.
What about snow?
Two winter cars and one three-season car.
Oh, man.
Oh, a three-season car.
Not the fourth season. It's tragic.
Thank you, Chris. You're very brave. Jade?
Yay.
First world problems. What's yours?
Well, I started a new job, and they make me wear steel-toed boots, but they are so ugly. So I found a cute pair, very girly, but they're so uncomfortable. But I'm going to wear them because they're better than wearing the ugly ones.
Yeah, fashion or comfort. It's
right.
Yeah. Are you gonna work or are you gonna work?
Yeah.
I did 6 miles today and my feet almost fell off, but you know what? I looked cute doing it.
Yeah.
Lose the feet.
Yeah.
You're brave.
Thank you, Jade. Ethan.
Yay.
First world problems. What's yours?
So GameStop recently made some changes to their Pokemon game. If you guys know anything about Pokemon, it's been going crazy over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So, as a pro member, you were able to get 5% off. You got $5 a month to spend on stuff. And it was, you know, it was halfway decent. But they just recently increased all their prices to essentially match reseller prices.
Son of a...
No.
And they removed all trading card benefits for pro members.
What?
At the same time.
How did you find the courage to pick up your phone today?
I know.
I was crushed. I couldn't believe it.
I hear it in your voice, the tremor.
I mean, product is so hard to find, and then they just go and turn themselves into a scalping store.
How dare they?
No more Pikachu for you.
No. Yeah. All those years you could have been getting laid.
Did you really?
Did you? Wow.
He was a nice man.
It's not fair.
He is never calling us again.
He is a nice man. That's what I'm saying.
What did you just do, man? Ginger.
Yes.
Yai. First world problems. What's yours?
So my father passed away in 2024, and my brother and I inherited a trust fund to split. And I'm managing it, and every month he asks me for more and more money out of it, even though he's a chiropractor, and I'm currently in school. So he's draining our trust fund constantly.
You should probably cut him off.
Yeah, get a lawyer.
This is an actual problem.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay. This is a relationship test.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Erica is going to fail. And now I'm starting to feel like TX is going to fail.
I believe you're going to think I'm going to fail. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit of a secret. My card. I'm going to pull my card.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Here's the thing.
You are a card.
Erica's fiance has been out of town on business travel. Your wife, Tiak, does not travel often.
No, not very often. But about once a year for like 3 or 4 days.
And are you a basket case when that happens?
No, I just kind of power through because I've got the kids to take care of and I just kind of like put my head down.
But somebody comes into town to help
usually,
you.
So I can still come to work. Usually my mom or her mom or somebody's staying to stay with the kids. Yeah.
Does she drive herself to the airport or you take her?
I take her.
And then do you pick her up?
It depends if I'm not working for sure. If I have to be here, then I won't. But yeah. And I pick up like my in-laws and stuff too. My parents, if they come, we pick them up.
Every time?
Not every time, because sometimes my father-in-law likes to rent cars. He's a car guy, so he likes to, like,
okay.
I tried out this one, and I tried it. So every once in a while, he'll rent it. But if he's not doing that, we try to pick him up, yeah. So that's why I got the toll pass, because I was doing so many airport runs back and forth.
That's why you got it? You just get it if you live here, man. You just get it.
I don't have it yet.
What?
You need it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
You don't have it?
No.
Aaron's lived here her whole life.
You don't have an easy toll pass.
Why do I need it?
Because if you just one day when I-25 is just a parking lot and you want to get somewhere, you just jump on the toll and do 100. Yeah. It's awesome.
I just take the side streets.
Yeah. Sometimes the other day I took when the Broncos were playing, I went all the way around. I was home in no time. It's awesome. Especially if you're doing an airport run.
So I haven't felt a need for it yet, but I'm open to getting it.
How did your fiance get to the airport?
He took an Uber.
At what time?
It was on Sunday at like 4 p.m.
Ooh.
Yep. Ooh. Start texting 303-222-542. Okay. No, 5423. Erica, that is not good.
Okay. I have taken him before, but because it ends up being like a 2-hour thing from where I live.
It wouldn't be if you took the toll.
I don't think where I'm coming from has much of a benefit.
Absolutely, it does.
I've never once even seen something that said toll when I'm coming from my place to
the
airport.
Just go up to like 625 I-70?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, and it depends every time. Sometimes I go either way. So here's the thing.
But this man who you love so much,
I love
that
him
you've struggled to sleep without him.
Yeah, it's very hard. I hate being in my bed.
You miss him with all your heart and soul.
Right.
You didn't take him to the airport, so you...
Because it's a 2-hour round trip, and we have a puppy. And last time I took him, we brought the puppy. Biggest mistake of my life. That dog is a menace in the car. So me driving home alone was a whole thing for an hour with the puppy.
Okay, so leave Swanson at home.
Okay, he's perfectly careful. I could have, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get the extra time with him. It's a 2-hour thing, but an extra hour
with your fiance in the
car.
I'm
all for it. He demands I don't take him anymore.
Especially when he's getting on a flight and you might never know. See him again.
Might be the last time you ever see him.
No, stop, you guys. Like, don't. He has
you want to take him?
Flown back. Yep. There is nothing. He's about to be in the air. I cried when he left this time because I'm so scared of air travel these days. But
you're missing
his work pays for it. So he's like, there's no point in you wasting your gas money.
I don't care. You like, there is a thing that says, I love you. Like, I would give you guys a ride to the airport. That's how much
from an hour away or from your place?
Well, from my place for sure.
Exactly.
But you can park in his house for free.
You park your car at my place for free and I'll drive you to the airport.
Yeah. I've done that. Time or two. Very nice.
Also got iced.
There are downsides.
I don't think this is that crazy. And then it's like today, he's now delayed, so it's a whole thing. But today when he was flying in, I was going to be here.
You're missing one of my favorite parts of the drop-off. And I will do this with you guys. Like, pulling into level 6 of DIA, which is the passenger drop-off, like putting your hazards on, getting out of the car, getting their bag out of the back, and then that hug, and then screaming and crying as they go through the doors. Don't go! It's my favorite. I do it every time. Whether it's my ex-wife, I've dropped my ex-wife off at the airport and I've done that exact thing. Like,
to other people.
Oh yeah, everybody's just like, oh my God, he loves her so much. I find it hilarious to create a scene in passenger drop-off. I do it every time.
I will
do it for you.
I will never let you drop me off. Please let me drive you
to the airport. It's the greatest. And then you do the same thing when you pick them up. You're just like standing outside your car with the hazards on. You're like, oh my God, I miss this so much. And you just fall to your knees. It's the best.
It's amazing that women are labeled dramatic. What on earth?
Okay, but here's all I'm saying. Why would you not go get it? Now that his flight's delayed.
I could, but.
Stop right there. You could.
He's going to tell me don't. I promise you he will tell me don't.
Do you know how you on Valentine's Day go don't?
No, I don't do don't. If I want something, I say it.
Yeah, well, he's going to say don't, but he means do.
Okay, I'll go pick him
up. Do you know how stoked he would be?
I don't think that he is a very like money time. He wants everything to make sense. So he's going to be like, I don't want you to spend 2 hours in the car. I would rather just have my work pay for it.
If you park your car, because I've done this move, you don't tell him you're coming. You park your car and you stand at the top of the trains and you just wait. Do you have his location?
Yeah.
You'll know exactly when he's coming up those escalators.
I don't even know where to park.
Short-term parking.
I'm just saying, do you know how you'd feel if you came up those escalators and he was standing there?
I'd be very excited.
Yeah.
It's just like 2 hours, man. It's such an ordeal.
I don't know. Because I'm the same way as your fiance. I'm very like logistical, like money. It's not worth it. But my wife does things every once in a while that kills me on the inside. Because it's like she'll buy concert tickets or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's too much money. And then we go and we have the best time. And I'm like, I need that to balance me.
Yes.
Yeah. I need, even though I would go, no, never. No.
Correct.
But then when it's like, yeah, I think maybe
if you go tonight, you will change your relationship.
I don't think that.
I know. It's not worth two.
No, it's always worth it. It's not to him. He doesn't want to put me in a.
But you were doing it. You're showing him that you love him and are willing to do it.
You're a lot like her fiance. Mm-hmm. How would you feel if she was standing there?
I would cry.
I would cry. We'll see just how late he
Nope.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
We haven't quite worked out a good way to do this, but Slacker, I need my bed, my teed off bed.
Yes! You're teed off?
Yes.
Man.
Should we do this maybe before we go on air?
Yeah, I mean, you got to give me time. I was really hoping. Erica had put in a request.
Yeah, I sure did.
And you haven't really come through on that. It's been a hot minute since we've had a controversial ranking, but I'll allow this for right now.
In due time.
It better be good.
See how I'm still just talking? Because I'm waiting for...
With all the problems in the real world, T-Hack don't care. Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair.
Oh,
he put his hand to his ear.
And so let's get T-Hack with T-Hack.
Real teed off today.
Now, everyone knows there comes a point when, as a parent, where your child, I don't know if they become smarter than you, but at least from a homework standpoint, they bring stuff home and you're like, yeah, I'm not helping you with this.
I'm sorry. Can I have a quick aside?
Yeah, do it.
Just to the listeners who aren't familiar, your kid is six.
I know.
There is no way.
That's why I'm teed off. I wasn't expecting it to happen this soon.
I'm a little worried.
You are the stupidest human on planet Earth if he's got something you are not grasping.
A couple of things. A couple of things happened where I greatly embarrassed myself and my lack of knowledge in front of my son.
Okay.
So recently we had to go pick up some balloons from the grocery store that my wife tasked me and him to go get balloons. And then we were going to go to Quick Trip and get our little donuts and do our thing. And so we're going to get the balloons. And I'm not familiar with this. I don't remember the last time I bought a balloon. Do you?
Helium goes up.
Yes. Yes. I did know that.
And but this is like you needed to go and get them blown up?
No. We were going to buy them from King Soopers. They already have them blown up.
And then,
so you're getting... Okay.
You're getting blown up helium balloons.
Pre-blown up.
Wife was very specific because you're the type of person that would just come home with a bag of balloons and she's like, what the hell are you doing, man?
Yes, yeah. They so needed to be like, the, is it Mylar? Is that the, yeah, like, shiny? Yeah, the, like a specific kind. Okay. So we go and I tell my son as we go, because I know him and I'm like, we're going to get excited. We're going to go to King Soopers and then Quick Trip. We're going to get too excited. We're going to get out. The balloon's going to go flying. I know helium up. Once it's gone, it's up. These are expensive balloons. So I think what we need to do, young son, I think we need to get the balloons. I think we need to take them home because it's all real close. I think we need to take them home, drop them off, and then we can do our snack run free of the balloons, right? We don't have to worry about them. They don't want them flying out. And my son looks at me and he says, well, we could just clip them to the back of the seat in the car.
That is an option.
Because they have a...
I guess they come with a clip now.
Also, I mean,
the clips are also a weight.
Yeah. I don't buy a lot of balloons. I didn't know they came like this.
You could have also got the donut first, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Reverse the order of the sheer number of other solutions.
Yeah, I'm not really looking for notes.
absolutely got it.
I get it. I was wrong. Apparently, we had a lovely time. We clipped them to the back of the seat. They didn't fly out of the car at all. The worry that I had was just negated.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Did he say it like you just said it? Was he like, hey, idiot?
Yeah. Yeah. It cut pretty good.
I love that. That energy is my favorite when your kid's like, come on, man.
And I have to pretend like, well, okay, I guess the backs of my seats do have a little, like we could, I don't see them that often, like not top of mind. So that was one. The other time, one thing I bonded with my son over since he's gone to school is I ask him how was the lunch every day, because the school lunch these days, you guys, we got to find a way to enroll somehow.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what they're serving these kids.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. The best lunch. They're awesome.
Yeah, my sister used to be a teacher. She could have like an hour-long passionate conversation with you about the enchiladas at the school.
You're saying that it's actually good food?
Yes. There's no misses. No misses.
I need somebody who has a palate to answer that question.
No, my sister has a palate.
I mean, Tiakon, it's good food. I mean, he's 12.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Also, you haven't tried the food at the school.
No, I haven't tried. I've been trying to get my son to bring some home, and he won't do it.
What? But you sent him with Ziploc bags or something?
We don't need to get into it, but he hasn't done it yet, is the answer.
I think, just as a quick aside, we have a very powerful radio station. I feel like there's probably teachers listening.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind the Slacker Show just bouncing in.
Yeah.
We're not on the air till 3.
We could help serve lunch one day.
No, I would love that.
I mean, I'm out.
We can't. You don't want to. Dude, you don't want to.
I love kids.
I would love to serve lunch.
To what age?
Young.
You don't want to do the high school.
Leo's aged kids.
Did you guys get to do it when you were in school? Like, we took turns. It was like every week.
I think
week.
So.
Being the lunch lady?
Yeah, two kids got to go down and like volunteer.
And they like got to get out of class 20 minutes early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and do they get free lunch then?
I think so.
Perhaps. Yeah. Yeah.
So the poor kids did it, so they would just...
I don't know.
They'd be on the...
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What was your point about lunches?
Can I finish?
Sorry.
303-222-5423. You're a teacher. You're an administrator. Mm-hmm. You're a superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially, we could even go over to Cherry Creek High School right over here. That's close.
I thought you said no high schools.
Yeah.
No, if we're serving.
I don't know that I want to be on a high school campus.
Okay, well, there's an elementary school near here.
Good. Yeah. I feel like we'll get bullied.
Yeah.
We'll go to a high school.
At an elementary school, would we get bullied?
No.
No.
We can push down the little ones, right? yeah. Okay. So if you're willing to let us come in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially
if you're on Crispito Day. If you have any sort of the enchilada, the Crispito.
What is a Crispito?
It's a tortilla with ground beef in it and cheese. That's what I remember from.
So it's like a taquito or a flauta, if you will?
Yeah, but they call them it's an Iowa thing, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a Crispito.
No one here calls it Crispito.
Yeah. Okay. We can't say flauta.
Yeah. They do walk-in tacos at school now.
See,
is that what you call it?
Is that in a bag?
Yeah, you get a bag of Doritos or whatever, you like crunch it up and then you like dump
the
in
meat and the cheese
and lettuce and stuff.
There's no misses. He does not pack his lunch. But I ask him every day, I'm like, oh, because we have the menu, it's on our like fridge. I'm like, oh, how was the hamburger today? Oh, how was the flatbread pizza? How was the chicken and rice?
Okay.
And it got to a point where I asked him, now you guys know me, I don't quite have a speech impediment. But I have trouble saying certain words and I don't quite know what it is. So I had to ask my son, how was the gnocchi? Gnocchi?
Yes, you were doing it.
It's pretty close.
How would you typically say that if you weren't thinking?
He'd say a hard G.
Like he'd be like,
Gnocchi.
Well, it gets worse because I don't know what that is. I don't know what Gnocchi is.
You are an uncultured so, swine.
Okay. I asked my son, and I did kind of that. How was the gnocchi? And he's like, yeah, it was fine. And I'm like, yeah, it's like a, is it like a pasta? And my wife at this point is in the room, and they both go, no.
Yes, it is.
To be fair.
Yes, it is.
It's not pasta.
It's not pasta.
What would you call it? That's pasta.
It is more potato dumplings, I think.
It's a potato.
I would say that, yeah. You
know, it's potato. And
it's an Italian, it's a pasta dumpling. That is pasta.
They're dumplings.
It's- and now you know how dumb I felt. I don't know anything.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
There's a mystery in the Shea Dane household. Shea Dane Swanson household.
What are you doing?
What? What Dane kind and of- Shea.
Oh, like Dan and Shea. That's yeah.
What What's the
not
mystery?
Not as smart as I thought it
no,
was.
No, it wasn't that good.
That's exactly right.
Okay, what
for
is it?
For weeks now, I believe. You know, we have a knife block. All the knives go in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the ones on the top, the big ones. Then there's like a little one, like a little paring knife. And then there's like the steak knives at the bottom.
Can I have a moment with this little topic?
Sure.
I remember when I first got an apartment, like wanting that so bad, and I eventually saved up enough money and I bought the knife block. And now I think of knife blocks as the same as like a fuzzy toilet seat. I think it's
really?
Like one of the most white trash things you can have.
I don't think it's white trash, but I just don't want it on my counter.
Oh, I have never taken issue with knife
yeah.
blocks.
I thought, were you going to say it's dirty because you're putting the knife in
I don't
out?
Know. Like you're just like, why do you want them out? Like, why are you, why
we're
having you, them
we're
out?
Cooking yeah. three
right.
times a
I
day.
I just have a drawer. Okay. Whoa,
well, we
knife.
Do not have enough drawer space.
Are they
our
just loose in the drawer?
I know. See, that worries me.
Blades loose?
Yes. I have, but I have like organizers in the drawer.
Oh, you can you have it so they like the slots.
Okay.
And they stand up.
Look, someday, Slacker, when I have enough money, I'll have a home with enough drawers for things like
a Tuscan
that.
Mansion, if but, you will.
Yeah, a Tuscan mansion. Currently, I'm in a rental duplex.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got about, I don't know, half a counter space.
Okay. Just put them in the butler's pantry.
Right.
I guess I'm just asking a question. I didn't mean to hijack your story, but I wasn't trying to be mean to you. I'm like, everyone had live, laugh, love, right? It was a
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like we've all agreed. Ugh.
I would
words.
Never view knife blocks like that.
I do, though. I think knife blocks are a thing. Like, we all went through a phase where we wanted all of our appliances on the counter. Oh, got to have the KitchenAid mixer and your toaster and a Ninja blender. Love. And like, duh, 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 duh. And it's like, ugh. And now we just want a clean space. I don't want anything on my counter. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. And
I just never viewed the knife block as like a trendy thing. Like, right. we definitely have a knife block on our
you
kitchen.
You do?
A necessity.
Just a utility. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just.
But they're not good knives then. Like, if you get a real knife, if you...
So now you're judging our knife
yes,
box and our knives?
If you can buy them at Target, it's not a good knife.
I don't think it was Target.
It's okay, but it's not.
Costco,
Sur
probably.
La Table. Yeah.
Sur La Table.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if you ever buy a real knife, your cooking experience will change completely. Like, real knives have heft, and they, like...
Just so you know, Williams-Sonoma, Sur La Table.
They still have them, but
yeah,
that doesn't
they
mean...
they sell them.
I bet they sell fuzzy toilet covers, too. But
no, they,
it's not...
You are being...
I think...
You are being an entitled...
No.
B-word
I
right
think,
now.
I think a knife block is like a jort. I think it's had its day, and it's over.
I can't
jorts
wait
are
for
gone.
The amount of text that we get
I
that
wear
are like...
Jorts.
Well, then...
You're two for
they
two.
They have all yeah. the pockets for my knives.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
So the small knife in the top of the block, which I'm so sorry for my
knife.
Tackiness.
Disgusting.
Yes, the paring knife. It suddenly went missing a couple weeks ago.
What?
We
Hold
did
on.
The dishes like three times and realized we still have not put that knife back.
When you
what
say did the
on?
Dishes, do you put your knife block knives in the dishwasher?
Oh, yeah.
You white trash piece of hell. The only thing
I
want to
remind you again, I'm living in a duplex rental okay. and I've got no counter
but if
space.
But you care at all about your knives, if they yeah. have wooden handles,
they
and
don't.
You're putting them in the, what kind of hand? Yeah, they do.
No,
yeah,
they have stainless steel handles.
They don't.
Yes, they
do.
Yeah.
Ours do have stainless steel, but we hand wash them.
Of course you do. That's what you're supposed to
Hello,
do.
Hello, I have like a registry coming up. I'll get new things. It's fine. And guess what? I'm going to register for a really nice knife block.
I'll buy it for you. Erica. I will buy you the knife block. Hold on. You do not get to be the judge, Jort boy.
Unless you put on the wig.
Yeah, you want the wig?
Okay, so the real dilemma is that we cannot find this knife. And my fiance is saying, oh, sometimes I use it to cut up boxes. Sir, you're going to lose a hand. You're going to lose a hand.
What?
I'm so worried.
I can guarantee I know where it is.
Where do you think it is?
I've never been in their house, just outside of it, staring in.
Okay. There's a lot to unpack there.
Sure is.
But I bet it's where one of the steak knives are. It was accidentally put there instead. No. Because that, I did that.
We've checked. She did that in my house, I bet. Which you broke in. No, my theory is it might be in the basement where he was cutting up boxes. Again, he's got a pocket knife. We've got an X-Acto knife. Why are we cutting up boxes with our kitchen knife? But it's also
That's maybe a little trash.
It's so alarming to have a missing knife in your home.
What do you think?
Yeah. Like, and even to have him go, it's probably just down in the basement, you know, where I do all the murdering. It's concerning.
What are you? Yeah. Okay. So what would you like?
Has anyone ever lost a knife before? And where'd you find it?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
As a non-parent, I have a question for the parents in the room. And Aaron, you can chime in here because you live with and partially parent children.
Mm-hmm.
Slacker, think back to when your kids were a little younger and both at home.
Okay.
How many questions?
Oh, for the love.
Do the kids ask
you? You're literally asking me a question right now about questions.
How many questions do you feel like you are asked every single day at home?
Well, Hack's in the middle of it. So is Aaron. Like,
yeah.
I don't remember because it's that thing that you do when you're trying to be annoying where it's like, why? Why?
But
like,
no matter what. And when you're a kid, you're not trying to be annoying. You're actually asking the question. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they really want the damn answers.
You don't remember. I'm like, even when I'm with my nephews, it's like, oh my gosh, I better find an answer for these kids.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I just felt like a lot of times they're just practicing talking. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, can someone answer the question?
No, I mean, I don't know how, I wouldn't even put it's got to be 100. I don't know.
It feels like triple digits. Yeah. Feels like 100.
Per day, right?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron?
But I try to answer. I feel like they're genuine questions.
They're trying to learn about things.
Yeah. And that's, Ange and I do this thing. I don't, maybe this is wrong or not, but I just answer it. And if you don't, no matter what, if you don't understand the words of my answer, I'm still just answering your question.
That's awesome.
And then, like, I'm giving you the factual. I will not lie. If you go, why is the sky blue? I won't make something up.
You won't lie no matter what. Like, I'm not going to say any of the questions they could ask you right now. But, like, if they ask you a question that we all lie about to kids for a while.
Oh.
Mm. Okay. I mean,
no, I'm just at, like, what you would lie then.
Sure.
Okay. But not about, like, how did I get out of mommy's tummy or.
Right. Hold up. Stork. Yeah.
Let's explore that. What do you. Okay. Dad.
Okay. I think Erica had something she wanted to ask everyone.
Dad.
Yes, son.
How did I get here?
I don't like calling you son. Yeah. How'd you get here?
Yeah.
Your mother gave birth to you.
What does that mean?
Your mother was pregnant.
How'd she get pregnant?
Mommy and Poppy were together for a long time, and we decided we wanted a child, and so she got pregnant, and then we welcomed you. We were so happy you were in the hospital. And
while you and I hang out for a long time, am I going to get pregnant?
No.
Why can't I get pregnant? I want to hang out with you.
That's an amazing question. That's
we
hilarious.
Would have to decide that we want a child together.
So I can have a child if we just decide to hang out a lot?
I would not decide to have a child with you.
Why not? You don't love me?
You gotta start crying. Yeah.
You don't love me?
I think there are other ways to show love.
Wow. You're doing great.
Yeah, dude, you're not beating me. I'm in the thick of it.
Yeah. You are probably asked why alone 45 times a day.
Just why? Yeah. Just the why. Over and over why.
Okay, but why? But why? Yeah.
Yeah, I get. He doesn't really do the why. I think, like, when you just give an actual answer, I think it's, in my experience, right? Everyone's different, but if you do the why is the sky blue? Well, because, you know, the grass is already green, so that's got to be blue. Like, now you're going to get, what? Why?
But don't you get whys from Hazel right now?
No, we don't get the whys. No, not really.
You know what I think is crazy? I've never made an issue about this. I respect their parenting so much.
Yeah.
I think you're doing it right by legit answering them, because I parented a lot like my parents, and it's like after the fourth or fifth question, it becomes because I said so.
Or because that's just the rules, and that's just
That's just the rules. Why? And that's where the whys come in.
Maybe.
As soon as you drop the hammer on them, like, that's just how it is. It's like, why is the sky blue? I don't know, because it is. Why? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what we definitely get into are, like, with my son, he'll just get an idea in his head about, like, well, we could get ice cream later. And you're like, I don't know. We'll, and then it's like, well, when's the ice cream? And it's like, he's just locked in on this
we're
plan.
Getting ice cream.
Yeah, like, we agreed on this. And it's like, we never agreed. What you?
So you got to be direct.
Yeah, like, we never said that. But he's just focused, lasered in on that. Like, yeah. Well, I brought it up, so we're getting it.
So what do you do in that instance? You just say no? It's like, why don't you love me? You won't have kids with me. Why? If you won't have kids with me, can I at least have ice cream?
I've never gotten the why don't you love me. I've honestly never, yeah.
Oh, that's
I don't. I don't think they do feel unloved by you.
Yeah, but if they...
That might be the thing.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story. You know that warning that says don't operate heavy machinery on medicine?
Oh, yeah.
They mean it.
Oh, no.
Okay. I like that.
I've got a story that I would like to know Hack's whereabouts.
Oh, boy.
No.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's from Seattle.
Oh, man.
When it gets to the coffee, have you ever, like, had the fish thrown at you?
That
have
is
you
the
guys
thing,
been
isn't
to
it?
Starbucks?
Do you guys know that's the first ever Starbucks right here on this corner? Okay, so in Seattle, there was a family who had a bunch of Halloween displays up, obviously, last week for Halloween.
Yeah.
The problem is, this couple, Becca and Chris, they woke up one morning and found their front yard decorations charred and smoldering. And they thought, hey, man, what happened out here?
Yeah,
they were holding their Starbucks cups and they went.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So after they reviewed home security camera footage, they saw a random man, Hack, who is... Pro Mischief Night. A random man set fire to a prop coffin. Unclear if that was their prop coffin or if he brought it.
BYOC.
And then he casually just started picking up all their decorations and throwing it into the
made a little decoration bonfire.
Yeah, among the decorations was a Bob Ross skeleton.
Come on.
And police say the family was super lucky it rained overnight because the fire could have spread to their bushes and then to their house. The good news
and
here
to the
is,
happy little trees.
Right. The news here is the neighbors helped clean up and even offered to help them buy new decorations. Aww.
All right.
Well, hey, man.
Where were you?
Yeah.
Where were you, Hack?
Visiting family in Portland. Just real far from Seattle.
That's not, okay.
I wasn't even close.
Okay.
Not
is,
even that.
Is it close? I don't think it's that close.
It's just like a state over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, the PNW. Probably move on.
I'll never
on
say
then.
Where I was.
Yeah, okay.
Good evening.
Nope, that's not what we're doing.
My story is it's out of
Georgia. Oh, you don't say it. I'm all like Georgia.
Get the horses.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. This
is... there's a Georgia man. He's under arrest. He stole a vehicle.
Oh.
Which is already bad enough.
Yeah.
He was under the influence of alcohol.
Oh.
Even worse.
Yeah.
And it turns out that vehicle... Mm-hmm. Wasn't just any vehicle. It was a 30-ton excavator.
Let's go!
Like the things that pick up the dirt? Mm-hmm.
That's okay. An excavator.
Yeah. Okay.
So he decided to take it. He drove it away from a work site.
Okay.
That's
are
typically
the keys
where they are.
Just in it?
A lot of times they are, Aaron.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you this, but
what?
They just...
Don't tell her that. She's going to show up to work in one tomorrow.
You can just go get on a crane. You can do just a bit. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, he drove it down the road, parked it in front of someone's driveway, did a little digging.
No.
Did he really? That is awesome.
What is this button now?
Yeah, and he apparently damaged a mailbox during the ordeal as well.
Oh, buddy.
And he got a DUI and vehicle theft.
Okay.
So,
don't do that. Where were you?
Right.
That night. I was burning down Halloween decorations, man.
Those were all the stupid people we could find.
Okay.
For today.
For, should I do it again?
Now.
For today.
There you go.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.